Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
Welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I am your host, Derek White, COO of QuickTrack and Beryllium. I'm joined here today by Justin from... Well, I'm going to let you introduce it because your perspective here at this conference is going to be not common with some of the other people here. So I like, and you're going to be speaking tomorrow.
Yes.
If I remember correct, so that's good. So yeah, introduce yourself a little bit and then we're going to get into kind of what you guys do and how you're solving problems.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm Justin Hensley. I get to serve as the principal program manager for information security and compliance at CloudFit Software. We are a federal contractor that also does commercial business. We're really excited in the opportunity to serve the DIBs. A lot of them are here at the conference, and so that's why we're here. Get the opportunity tomorrow to talk about BDI and CMMC, which is one of the things that we do. But we service customers across a wide variety, including CMMC for our defense industrial base.
Super. Yes. Topic of VDI, virtual desktop infrastructure, is a big topic.
Certainly.
Large topic. It's same thing. We specialize in that as well. Different areas, different ways. Talk a little bit about what that from your guys' offering in your company, your customer base, specific to CMMC, where that has changed maybe some thought process or how you guys operate and how your customers see the solution coming to play, because it's not a typical VDI. Doesn't mean something to everybody, right? You have to kind of understand what it means and operating within a VDI. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, first of all, the cool thing about CMMC and even about this framework, right, as we went from 53, 171, and then CMMC, it's a process, right?
Well,
one of the things about that process, especially about VDIs, is the DoD memo that came out in the fall.
Yeah. Right?
And so that was a big deal.
Huge deal.
For our customers that we work with, there's a big difference between capital expenditures and operational expenditures, right? So one of those big capital expenditures is, hey, I'm working this federal project and I have this contract that says we have to meet up with these requirements. And then in order to meet the requirements of that contract, I bring on 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 extra people. Well, then that's extra equipment I have to bring
through, right? For sure, yeah.
And that equipment has to be spec'd. It has to be secure. It has to be compliant. All of those things. I have to have the people who set all that stuff up. Well, that's that memo in the fall. That's where it really comes into play, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So having the ability to have the ability to scale and be flexible and say, hey, I'm bringing this piece on this project. I did all these machines. I don't need these. Maybe I am working in an environment where I have to do drawings, CAD drawings, and things like that. Being able to scale those machines, but then having them working in a pre-existing cloud environment that is already FedRAMP ready, and it is client, and we can have artifacts and everything coming out of that. We already have our SSP, our SRM, and everything in place. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. And this has been a common topic with a lot of our guests when they are on the provider side, like not consulting as much, but the actual thing is most of the users don't really care how it works. They want to know that it works, right? And you probably see this too, but there is culture change. There is shifting of how to operate certain types of solutions if you're in fact going to be focused on different things like expenditures, ROI, new opportunities, yeah, growth, all that kind of stuff. So do you see an involvement with the BDI, we'll say the virtual side of things over the next couple of years, getting more accepted, more defined? Do you see that wave coming, or do you feel like people are still learning about what it means to go virtual, if you will?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, to a real quick point you made earlier, right? People don't want a swivel seat, right? They don't want to have a machine over here and a machine over here, and I have to go between this one and that one and this one and that one. Nobody wants to do that. I've been working in virtual desktop environments for a long time. I used to do them in a Citrix environment. I've done them in VMware. I've done them in everything else. One of the things we use the Microsoft ecosystem at CloudFit, the Microsoft Azure AVD environment has just been really growing strong and robust, right? And What we found is that it's really kind of that bell curve, right? Of, hey, used to, it was so difficult to use VDI because it just didn't function at the level you wanted it to. Now it can actually oftentimes function better than the equipment that's sitting in front of them. And so I think that's a huge deal in that track. I feel like we're much further along than I ever thought we would be as far as VDI is concerned, especially in its ability to be able to not only obviously handle data securely and us being able to show that fact that it's doing that, but the processing power that's behind those machines and their ability to even do things, again, back to like CAD drawings and things like that. Things where companies would have to buy specific machines to do those kind of things can be done inside of that VDI environment now.
That's awesome point, because that is absolutely where I think, I'm glad you went there, is the involvement of what happens when we need to grow, we need to do, and it's urgent. Like a lot of times it's not just 6 month planning. Sometimes stuff comes up and I need to be able to do this. And most of our clients, particularly small, medium-sized businesses where we spend most of our time, they don't know how to, they're not going to know how to do that quickly, manage it, balance it, all that kind of stuff. And so thank you for bringing that up. I think that's a still untapped area where the small to medium that have been so used to their process is starting to realize, okay, there are things out there that I can still deliver and I can still not break business flows and all that kind of stuff. And I
one of the other small pieces, well, not small piece, the other piece of the puzzle of that is the overall ecosystem, right? So, I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a VDI, but are all the apps there that you need, and are they secured? Are you able to bring in your communications methods to that? So email and secure instant messaging and things like that. And again, I mentioned, like, at least for us at CloudFit, we work inside that Microsoft ecosystem where we can come in and bring, hey, here is your Microsoft Azure Government Tenant, where you can do secure storage and all those kind of things at your infrastructure level. If you need to store data there, and then you need to have applications on top of that, then those applications can be factored and come into that environment and be secure. And then on top of that, you know, if you need artificial intelligence to take a look at that data, right, and run that in the background, and then on top of that, essentially the end user is accessing that VDI, that AVD, where they can go in and they can get email and Teams and SharePoint and all of those things that they need to access and turn that data into information. And then you have AI components in the background that can actually manipulate and pull that data in a certain way that makes it easy for you to view. Those are all the kind of things that we get the opportunity to work on. And I think those are going to be the things that are going to change the way not only our commercial customers work, but also our federal customers, defense industrial base, and even the top level DOD entities. We see them changing every.
That'll be, the AI components, the collaboration. That's, you're right. I mean, that, you know, think about 5, 6, 7 years ago, you even brought up the conversation of a virtual environment, doing external collaboration with a tool or another system. No way, it's not possible. So things have evolved, and I think we share the same excitement that the next 5 years, things will be amazing by then. So,
agreed.
Well, thank you for being on, Justin. Really appreciate it. Where do listeners, watchers, where do they go to learn more about you, Nick?
Sounds great. So I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me there. I think it's Hensley Justin is where you'll find me on LinkedIn. Also, cloudfitsoftware.com. And then one of our newest sites that's out there is git.easycmmc.us. And so it essentially provides you a way that you can take a look, just fill out a quick form, get some more information from us on how we walk through that process. And we realize that process isn't easy, but at the same time, we can take some of those things that are very difficult for these small businesses and hopefully make it a little bit more simple for them. So git.easycmmc.us.
I love that. Thank you for that, because that is a good resource way to do it versus just going find a knowledge base and search around on it. So I like that. That's really good. For those watching, listening, again, thank you for being here. You can follow along on your favorite podcast platform. You can go to our website, quicktrack.com, look to the podcast page, subscribe there. The ton of these conversations like we're having right now all come together at the end of the day.
Yep.
So thank you for spending time from your perspective, and we'll have you on again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's C-U-I-C-K-T-R-A-C.com.